Oh, hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What did you say?
Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Thank you. So do you happen to be at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Okay, what's your next question?
Well, you do kind of have to answer this question, if you could please. It's really just to know a demographic of who we're talking to so we can get everybody's opinions equally.
50.
Oh, no, this one is, what is your race?
Oh, race.
Yes, race.
Race, black.
I'm sorry? Black? All right, thank
I'm
you.
I'm black. African American.
All right. Oh, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
All right. Thank you. We'll vote. All right. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10? Whereas 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
A 10.
A 10, all right. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 elections and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same, all right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove, very much.
All right, strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied,
all right. So in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same. All right, thank you. So, thinking about issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And the list goes, passing common sense gun reform that to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, lowering the cost of health care, and...
The cost of health care is very important.
All right. So would you want me to click that option, or do you want to hear the rest of them?
No, the cost of health care.
All right. And to choose another one, the rest are fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion rights, creating more schools and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and reducing student debt, or border security?
Something with that, Medicare and Social Security.
All right. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some people and organizations, and if you could, please rate them on a scale of 0 to 100, in which 0 means that you don't really like them, 50 is neutral, and a 100 means that you really like them. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Dislike.
So what rating? 0. All right. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Zero, all right. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, I don't know. What Democrats?
Just in general, like them as like a group, as like a political party, what do you think of them in Congress?
I'll give them 100.
All right. What about Jill Stein?
I don't know that person.
All right, no worries. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd probably give him 100 because of his family.
All right. And what about Tim Scott?
Don't know that person.
All right, no worries. So, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy. All right, thank you. Yes. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I hear that all the time. I'm not impressed with Joe Biden at all.
All right. So have you heard like a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
All right. A lot. So from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more favorable towards him or less favorable?
Less.
Less. All right. Somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much favorable.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing what you have seen, read, or heard about him that makes you less favorable to support him?
He's not doing anything. Joe Biden is not doing anything. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy.
All right. So, would you say that just kind of like in general, you don't like him because he hasn't been doing anything? Or just that, like that, he hasn't been doing anything?
I don't see what he's done anything.
All right, so he hasn't done anything?
What thing that he's doing.
All right, well, personally, I don't really know as well because I'm only required to read verbatim, so even if I did know, I couldn't share it with you because I don't want to influence your opinions. But so would you say that he hasn't done anything for you to support him?
Has he done anything for what?
Oh, no, just is that what you mean, that he hasn't done anything for you to support him?
He hasn't done anything for the economy. He's not doing anything. He could have prevented this increase in Social Security for the elderly. He just could have did more, and he hasn't done anything. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not impressed with Joe Biden. I'm not going to vote for him. I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy and definitely not going to vote for Donald Trump.
All right. So now for like the opposite, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and his administration?
Okay, how many more questions do you have? Because I have to hang up now. You have any more questions?
We are about like 70% done, so we are almost done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. I truly appreciate it.
Okay,
but so for this, all right. Well, so for this question though, what have you recently read, seen, or heard about him? Would you say a lot, only some, only a little, or nothing at all about Donald? All right. So from what you recently read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump, does this make you more or less favorable towards him?
I don't like Donald Trump, so it's whatever less. I mean, I just don't like him.
All right, so that'd be much more unfavorable?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, much less more unfavorable. All right, so would you mind sharing what it is that you have recently read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards supporting him?
All this about all this crime and all these felonies and all these charges, it's just too much. He's been indicted. It's just too much. He's a felon.
All right. And convictions. He is a felon. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some people say they have they believe are threats to the African-American community? And if you could tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now? You can choose two options if you would like. So the list goes rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, or stagnant wages and rising costs?
Oh, something with Social Security and I can't even remember all those things you said. Something with Social Security. And,
yeah, that is
and
one.
Something dealing with education.
And something about general education. All right, perfect. Thank you. So now for each of the following issues, if you could please tell me whether you think Joe Biden, Donald Trump, they would do a better job at dealing with this issue. So the categories are if Biden would do a much better job at this, if Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this, if Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this, or if Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this. So the first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Neither one of them is doing anything to protect Social Security and Medicare, so I can't answer that.
All right, no worries. Thank you. What about bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Donald Trump might do a better job than Joe Biden.
All right, so would you say Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this?
Yes.
All right. Implementing common sense gun reforms that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
What did you say?
Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Well, Donald Trump is all into guns and things. So I guess Joe Biden.
Biden would do a somewhat better job then, or a much better job?
A much better job.
All right. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Would do a better, Joe Biden much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
I'm sorry? Much better? All right. Thank
somewhat
you.
Better.
Somewhat better. All right. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Donald Trump probably would do a better job than Joe Biden.
All right. Will that be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
All right. And securing our borders.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Less likely to support him.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much likely.
All right. So, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. So, generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
All right. All right. So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
All right. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Like very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
All right, very often. Thank you. So from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of your information from? Is it Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, or some other social media?
I get most of my stuff from YouTube and Instagram.
All right, thank you. So, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, boy, I have a specialist degree. So 13, 14, 15 years. 14, 15 years. That's your last question for me. I have to go, okay?
Oh, we're almost done. We're at 95% done. We only have, like, about 5 more questions. So we are almost
I
done.
I have to go.
So,
I have to go.
If you could please stay. We only have about 5 more questions. So what is your marital status?
Divorced,
all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you're liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
All right. Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. So how often do you attend church or religious services? Like every week, once or twice a week, once a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a month.
Twice a month, all right. And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say it's nearly all white, more than half white, about half white, less than half white, hardly any of them are white, or there's none at all?
Oh, about half white.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a suburban area.
All right. Were one of more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one of more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What community?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, kind of like, let's say lesbians or bisexuals or gay.
Oh, no. No?
All right. No. Well, this will conclude our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And thank you so much for staying for the last few questions. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.